Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Friday night, we started a little conference here because I released my book, Solving Your Money Problems. And for the record, I did not want to write a book on money. The last thing I wanted to do was write a book on money because I didn't have any money problems. I was talking about money, didn't need the money for the book. But God kept dealing with me that there's so many people that are hurting in the area of money. Come to find out, 70% of all people in America are from paycheck to paycheck. So God told me to write the book. So 100% of the proceeds goes to missions. And by the way, speaking to missions, we beat FEMA with our tractor trailers to Florida. Come on, somebody. You guys gave 188,000 bottles of water. You're wild. So anybody in here ever had more month than money? Raise your hand if that's you. You've had more month than money. I think we all have. And so money is kind of a necessary evil. Money's really not really evil, but it's not really good. It doesn't really matter. It's just kind of neutral. You hear that statement, money doesn't grow on trees. But actually, money is made out of paper. Technically, it does. Come on, somebody. Most of the time, I found out that people don't really have a money problem. They don't have a lack of money. They have a lack of discipline dealing with the money. And not to make anybody feel bad, because we're going to change that today. One of the things we need to do is we need to take a scissors to the credit card. We need to have plastic surgery. Come on. And so this credit card is not an extension to your paycheck. And unfortunately, most people get these bad boys given to them right as soon as they're, 18, 19, 20 years old. And people are going bankrupt, flying to 11 as soon as like 21 years old. And the Bible said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. So my dad taught me about credit. He taught me that this was not a bad thing. This was actually a good thing. In fact, the church that you're sitting in here and that one there, it was all borrowed on my credit. Credit is good. Everybody shout, credit is good. Credit's real good. Now, what you have to do, though, until you get control of your credit card is you might have to cut it up for a while. Or, oftentimes I say you need to freeze your credit cards. That doesn't mean you call the company and freeze it. You actually go home, you put in some water, and you put it in the freezer. Can I get an amen? And then when you go to the mall and you're mall walking, and those jeans that you see say, buy me, you need me, you would look sexy, you could get a man in those pants. Come on, somebody, right now. Anybody ever heard this? I've actually heard my flesh say, I'll lose weight if you buy those. Come on, who are you right now? Raise your hand. But then on the way home, my flesh says, hey, the hot side's on at Krispy Kreme. I'm like, you're such a liar. We're never going to lose the weight. Because the flesh can't be trusted. So God has a lot to say about money, and He wants you to have money. Not just so you could, have a great life, although He wants you to do that, but so that you could rescue people from all kinds of problems, that we could rescue girls out of sex trafficking. We do that all the time. Right here in St. Louis, just found out about 2 miles from the Sunset Hills campus, there's a whole thing happening there with sex rescue that we're trying to help them out of sex slavery. Atlanta Airport, number one sex traffic place in the world. Can you believe that? Right here in America. Some of these girls are 7, 8, 9 years old, being sodomized by men, sometimes as much as 12 to 15 times a day. So at our LA Dream Center, we have those girls protected. We're helping A21. So if you had some money, you could do some good. Everybody shout, I'm going to fix my money problem. So back to credit. So my dad told me, he said, credit's good. What I want you to do is I want you to pay your credit cards on time. I want you to get a credit card. And I didn't have a credit card. I talk about it in the system that I designed, how to get a credit card. Even if you got bad credit, it's called a secured credit card. So, you call the company up and you give them $300. And so they give you a $300 credit limit. In a moment of time, next thing you know, everybody's sending you credit cards. Anybody notice that? You get one credit card, you get 10 credit cards. Because they're like, we want some of your money. And so my dad taught me to protect that. So then my credit got good. So when I went to buy this building, it was $21 million, and I got it for $6.5 million. It was all based on my credit. Everything in life that you need most of the time has something to do with this. All right. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to put $1,000 in the bank. Everybody shout, $1,000 in the bank. Here's the scripture for you. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. To be free from credit card debt. To be free from lack, to be free from depressions. One of the things that you need to do is discover that most Christians are broke. It doesn't mean that going to church makes you free financially. That doesn't change it because I know all kinds of people. It doesn't mean that going to college, you know, breaks you free because most, I don't have a college education. I don't even have a high school education, but most of the people that work for me have degrees. So, but some people are rich, some people are not. It has nothing to do with education in your field. It has, are you educating yourself when it comes to money? So my dad said, pay that credit card on time and don't ever screw it up. And that has really afforded me to be a millionaire when I was 34 years old because I would buy properties low and sell them high. Bought one for $165,000, didn't really plan on selling it. A man knocked at my door, said, I want to buy your property. I said, it's not for sale. He said, I'm prepared to give you $1 million. I want this property. I yelled up in the cold, grab your panties, we're moving. And we moved, okay? And so I just kept doing that over and over. And God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So people fail financially. So I don't want you to condemn because I know if you do the right thing long enough, you will get the right results. So if you want to lose weight, you screw up. Don't sit there and watch the scale. Start being healthy, and then you get better, but you don't beat yourself down. So if you screwed up the credit card thing, look, you're still young, fly, and saved. You can get on with it. There's a next level for you, but you must understand the value of putting $1,000 in the bank. You say, well, how would I get $1,000 in the bank? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to help you. Let's put up that Starbucks slide. The Starbucks slide, my pet peeve is this. Check it out. Those are some big numbers right there. Come on, Sunset Hills, these are big numbers. If you just went to Starbucks every day, $5 is a work day. I just go there every day. It kind of feels good. Gives me immediate gratification, no long-term satisfaction. But 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 25 times 4 is what, class? What? It's 100. Come on, let's shout it. It's what? It's 100. So now we got $100. And if we got that 12 times, how many would like for me to give you 12 $100 bills right now? Raise your hand. Well, I'm giving you more than 12 $100 bills. I'm telling you how to keep your own money. And so it does feel good to like, I want to go to Starbucks. I'm going to get in line. I'm going to waste time. So now we're losing time and money. Man, I knew you guys didn't like this sermon. I apologize. You're never going to buy this book. I tell you, I'm glad I don't need to sell them because you don't look too interested right now. Let me give you the carrot over here. You know what's really neat is when you're out of debt and your needs are met, you got plenty of money to put up a store and you can buy anything you want to do and you can buy a Starbucks. I can buy a Starbucks, okay? That feels good and it can happen to you. Everybody shout, it's going to happen to me. But first, remember the Bible said it's the little foxes that spoil the vine, Sunset. It's the little things you do. $5 here. $5 there, $10 here. Well, you know, every night, every Friday night, I mean, me and the kids, we go out and that's our night to go out. We get paid. We go out and we go to pizza. And so you're spending, you know, $150 or $100 or $70 or you really got it scaled down to your $50. But what if you went to the store and you bought 5 pizzas for $5 and you ate at home? But see, remember, you must have a vision. Without a vision, people perish. So if you're going for immediate gratification, you don't get long-term satisfaction. And so you have to make necessary trimmings and have what I call the ability to understand that you're the CFO of your life. You are the chief financial officer of your life. Now, we have CFOs here at this organization. We didn't have them when I was little. We were small. We got them now. But the CFOs still have to report to this CFO because I'm always going to look, is our outgo exceeding our income? Because if that happens, our upkeep's going to be our downfall. Because Sunset Hills, when you leave today, go out back. There's one air unit next to another one that we just replaced, $75,000. And we have about 100 of those. So every week I would be telling you, Sunset lost an air unit. Our city lost an air unit. Hey, we need to asphalt the parking lot. But if you properly manage money, you don't have to take your sermons and preach about money because you solved your money problems in the beginning and you're able to give to people. Somebody ought to help me right now. Instead of saying, we're going to take an offering at the beginning. Anybody ever came for a church that had multiple offerings? Come on, raise your hand. You're like, I'm going to give $5 in this one and $5 in the next one because I know they're going to give me one time. You just give $15. Just give the $15 and screw it. Let's just do it right off the bat. 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's go there. It says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah saying, my servant, your husband is dead. He feared the Lord. He loved God. But the creditors came to take his two sons, my sons, they came to take him as a slave. So Elijah said to her, what do you want me to do for you? What do you have in your house? I want to pause there. What do you have in your house? Shout that. One more time. What? So I have a rule, sell it or sow it, sell it or sow it. So here's what my dad did. When I was a little boy, I'm going to come back to that passage. He came home one day and he said, I figured this thing out. So he put up an amortization schedule. He printed it out. It looks like this right here. He said, man, I figured out how the bank's so rich. Basically, if you pay $1,000 a month on your house payment, they keep $833 of that, and you only get to keep $240. Do you ever wonder why they have such incredible buildings, and they have granite floors, and they won't even give you an ink pen? They put it on a chain because they're like, you ain't screwing us over. Nuh-uh. They won't give you nothing. They take, take, take. So what we started doing was, if you just put an additional $241, you take a 30-year note. You still have to make a payment every month, but you take a 30-year note to a 15. Now, they know most people won't do this because most people live from paycheck to paycheck because they buy too much house. So my dad's first house was $11,000 in 1978. Next house he got, he paid $33 for it in like 1981. But most people do this. They go, I got a loan. I got pre-approved. I get to be a slave for 30 years. And they walk around totally slaved up. And then they go, well, I got the house. So now that I got the house, you know what? I need some new drapes and I need furniture. So I'm going to go to Carol House because I like nice things and I'm going to sign up. And now they're walking around going, now I want to have some people over and I want to entertain them. So now I'm going to take my credit card out and I'm going to go buy a bottle of wine and some pizza. Now you're feeding people that don't really like you. With money you really don't have. Come on, somebody. And so you're walking around like a slave. And the Bible said to owe no man nothing. Come on, Sunset. But to love him. So most people are paycheck to paycheck. They're one paycheck away from being broke. That's why I want you to start small. Get out of debt. How do you do that? No new debts. So on the way home today, when the devil says, just one last time. Jack in the Box is right there. Two tacos for 99 cents. I feel like that's wisdom. Got quiet. It's getting quiet. Come on, go with me on this. I want you to live the life of your dreams. I want you to have more than enough. I want you not to be broke the rest of your life. I need you to get some money so you can go on vacation because you need it. Because right now, the marital problems that I see you having, you two loved each other. But then the money came in, and then the problems came in, and now the strife came in. So you had to get a job, and he had to get an extra job, and she had to get an extra job. And now the kids even got jobs, and you're running them around in a car that you can't afford, and you're at a red light in an $80,000 Cadillac Escalade while you only make $40,000 a year and everybody's working and you guys lease the puppy, but now the puppy, he actually costs a lot of money. So now we actually got to, we taught the puppy how to do coon hunting. So he's out in the, he's got a job. So you're so busy and now you can't have sex anymore. Your whole life's straight. Just shoot me, shoot me. Somebody. So he said, verse 2, Elisha said, what shall I do for you? He said, what's in your house? So you have stuff that's in your house. So what my dad did is he came home and he said this. He said, you know what we're going to do? Guys, we're not going to have Christmas this year. I looked at him like, I will shoot you. He said, I must tell you something. It's not your birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. I'm like, He said, it's not about the gifts that are under the tree. It's about the gift that hung on the tree. So we should, this year, skip Christmas. He knew I wasn't picking up what he's putting down. He said, get in a car with me. So we live over in Telegraph, near Telegraph. So he drove me over to Van City. And he knew that they had this little go-kart in there. And it was a go-kart with a van body on it. It was yellow. It had a moonroof, 5 horsepower. It was pretty neat. Seats, too. It's unbelievable. He said, you know what? Nobody is going to be able to buy this because most people are broke. But if you will help me get out of debt, if you will have a good attitude about this, if we do some major cutting back, I will come back when I buy this, when I pay this house off, and we beat these bankers. And with the money that we were going to give the bank, this go-kart is free. So I'm like, how many months did you say it was going to be? So he went home and he said, what's in our house? So he started selling stuff. He had a yard sale and sold all of our furniture. Now we have an electrical spool with buckets. Come on, somebody, right now. And we're not even tempted to have anybody over because we're shamed. I'm hurting a little bit. But he sold it all. 22 months later, he paid the house off. He went to the bank. He took all their money. He took me to Van City. And guess what? No other sucker was able to buy that go-kart. And he took it home. We loaded it up on the truck. We lived on this street that was a, what they call a private street. That you could drive the go-kart on it. And so on Oladell, 2851 Oladell, I'm running down the street like, down, 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 down. Little go-kart. carbon dioxide coming up. You can't breathe. I'm like, why am I getting sleepy? I don't know why I'm sleepy. And all the neighbor kids are like, how'd you do that? And I'm like, you know, we didn't have Christmas for a couple years, but my dad paid the house off. And guess what? It wasn't long till we were out of that neighborhood because my dad's like, bye, see you later, alligator. We gone. And what he did was he took that mortgage, the title deed, and he went to the bank and he said, Frank Ziegler at Lehman Bank, here's my title deed. I want to build God a house. So he went to 1416 Larkin Williams Road and he bought a piece of land and he built a church. And guess what he did? He owed $90,000 on that church and he started telling those people, we're going to pay it off. Every time you give, we're going to do it. And so we paid that off. And then he said, I want to build a church six times bigger. So he built an auditorium that was six times bigger. And when he died, he not only left me that fruit, he left me the root of how you make the bacon. Come on, somebody right now. And then I started doing that. And when I was 34, I was good. I don't want to make anybody jealous, but my life is good. I can't tell you how good my life is because you would get mad at me. It's good. And it can happen to you. The problem is nobody taught you. But I'm here to tell you what's in your house. Verse 3, it said, then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from your neighbors, empty vessels. Don't just gather a few. And when you come in, take these vessels, set them aside, set the full ones aside. And when you go in there, shut the door behind you. Shut the door on every opportunity. Shut the door on the lust of buying other things. Shut the door. And then they poured it out. Verse 6, now it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. The oil's flowing. This is fun. And he said, we don't have any more. The oil ceased. Always remember that your level will stop where you stop dreaming. So you could have one church. My dad had one church. He said, oh, we're good now. Got it paid off. And he said, we're good. Got a nice job, got a house at the lake, boat's paid off, jet skis are paid off, I'm good. But when I took over, I said, we're not good. What we're going to do is we're going to buy another church because people need help and we're going to get more people saved. And you know what? Now we're going to go on television and never ask for money and give away the DVDs from the resources that the bank would typically take from the church. And then we're going to start another church. And then we're going to start another church. And then now we're actually starting churches throughout America and we're changing people's lives because I said, God will fill whatever vessel that we have. Somebody ought to help me. And that's why we're going to start a church in the Ferguson-Florissant area. Come on, somebody, because we need to bring a love riot there because we know how we roll. There is injustice in the world, and things really made me mad this week, but we can't fight fire with fire. We can't get in the flesh. We say it won't always be right, but racism is real, and it is alive, but hopefully it's not well, and it certainly isn't alive or well here because come on, somebody ought to help me right now, but we ought to go up there and pay cash for a church and let it start raising young people the right way that you do not judge people by this color of their skin. Somebody ought to help me right now. You judge them by the character and the content of their heart. And I want to make sure everybody understands, because my dad was a cop. There are a lot of good cops. There are a lot of good judges. But there are some people. I want to go back to the Bible. Verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, I got all these vessels of oil. Then he says, go sell the oil. Notice we in the sale business. Sell the oil. Oil is also a type of the anointing in Revelation. Pay your debt, and you and your sons will live on the rest. So that doesn't sound like just enough. There's enough now to where she can just retire. She 1 minute, she's in debt. Next minute, God puts his super on her natural, and now she's out of debt. And now she has resources and she doesn't have to worry about it anymore because she's free. Because he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Jesus became poor that you might be enriched. But revelation comes where the word of God is known. But the Bible was very clear in Proverbs 22 verse 7 when it says, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is the slave to the lender. So I owe, so off to work I go. Can I use my MasterCard to pay my Visa? Discover card discovered where I lived. No, the Bible wants us to be free. I'm tired of you driving a car that you're worried they're going to repossess that you got to take to your uncle's house and take an Uber from your house to your uncle's house because you don't want no somebody ought to help me right now. I'd rather you say, hey, my car's a piece of junk, and you go to the store and you get online and say, hey, don't laugh, it's paid for, and you walk away and you're at the red light when that dude's in an $80,000 Escalade that's getting ready to be repossessed, and the next time you see him on the bus and you're like, I don't know. I'm in the prosperity flow. Come on. I'm free. I don't know. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody shout hallelujah to that. Now listen, Sunset, it's very important that you guys grab a hold of this. you want to be free and you want to understand Philippians 4:19. It says, my God shall supply all of my... Shout it. Come on. What?
Needs.
Come on. Sunset Hills. I can't hear you. What?
Needs.
Needs. You don't need an iPhone 7. I heard there's a 10. An 8 and a 10. An 8 and a 10. Let me prophesy to you. There's going to be a 12. And there's going to be a 15. Because they are in... after your money, because you are called consumers and you consume, consume. And then that's why we're broke, because we go for immediate gratification instead of long-term satisfaction. I saw the other day, Friday night at the conference, I brought up 8 single moms and said, hey, I got, let's put up that slide one more time, the amortization schedule. So all I did was, people are impressed because I can give away money like that. So I went up and said, hey, 8 moms come here, and I gave them $800 of my own money out of cash, gave it to them. All I did was took the bank's money. And I'm like, bank, screw that. I'm giving it to these girls. And so I gave it to them. So I beat that a long time ago. So that's where I want you to go, okay? So what you need to make sure you're doing is keep that focus and go, I don't own a home now, but I'm going to own a home. How are you going to own a home? Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put $1,000 in the bank. How am I going to do that? I'm not going to Starbucks. How am I going to do that? Now, the reason why I don't want you to credit up the credit cards to get $1,000 because something stupid is going to happen. And you're going to need a new tire. Your radiator's going to go out. The refrigerator's going to go out. And then you're going to go, how do I glue that back together? I got a problem right now. How do I, what are those numbers again? See what I'm saying? So before we cut them up, we have to have a plan. Everybody shout a plan. So in my book, I talk about that plan. And I list out the immediate ways to find money on page 80 that you already have right now. I'm talking about that gym membership at $9.95 a month that you know good and well you're not going to go. My friends own gym, Planet Fitness, buddies, ZipFit, buddies, and they figured out the study. If they charge you less than $10 a month, you will not cancel it. If it goes to 10, the retention rate slides way off. But at night, it's just $9.95 a month, I might go. But first, I'm going to go to the mall, and then I'm going to eat some donuts, and then I'm going to go home and go, crap, I'm too tired, I'm not going to the gym. So I'm actually going to Netflix and chill here on the new 97-inch TV that I have that I really can't afford. I know you don't like it, but I do love you. I want you to be free. Proverbs 21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be poor. And a man that loveth Starbucks shall not be rich. Now I'm all for coffee. I don't think it's a drug. I think it's a vitamin. I take it every day. There's a whole book in the Bible called Hebrews. Come on, somebody, right now. I believe in coffee. But I don't believe in going and paying $5 for a cup of coffee. I get it at home because I'm not going to waste my time and I'm not going to waste my dollars. Get in line when I can make it at home. And again, you don't have to do this, but I want you to do this because I want you to enjoy your life. And I want you to be in control of your future to where you can find good deals and make it happen. So he that loveth pleasure will be poor, the Bible says. One more time, let's put it up. He that loveth pleasure shall be poor. So if you love going to the movies, and I like going to the movies, but let's rent a movie. I said, let's rent a movie. Instead of going to pizza, let's buy some pizza. Instead of going out for ice cream, let's buy the whole tub of ice cream. Let's buy a bunch of Girl Scout cookies and hide them under a bed so the kids can't find them. That's called a savings plan, y'all. Right? It's just being smart. But when the Bible said, I want you to leave an inheritance to your children's children, it wasn't just the fruit, it was the root. So I taught my kids this. You can't spend money you don't have for things you don't need to impress people you don't know. But I'm going to look good. Wonder what they're thinking about me when I walk through. No, don't waste your money. When you get confident, when you do have money, you're not even embarrassed going to Goodwill. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to Goodwill. It's like, oh, man, I hope nobody thinks I got a Goodwill. You become a millionaire, and people are like, that's a cool shirt. And you're like, got a Goodwill. You were fronting the whole time. I bet rich people, but no. See, I don't believe in pride, so I'll go to Goodwill and pick up a good deal. So my daughter, we shop at Goodwill all the time. Now, I want you to say, if you see me at Nordstrom, I shop there. I just like to shop. When I got filled with the Spirit, my tongue was shop a lot, shop a lot, shop a lot. Come on. But I like to shop, y'all. And if you got money and you beat the bankers at your own game, you can have some bling. But then Sometimes I'll do something like, you know, buy these jeans came from H&M for like 10 bucks. But my shoes were just a gift. A guy bought them for me this week. A preacher friend of mine sent it from Louisiana. They're like $600 Ferragamo shoes. And Nicole said, those are stupid looking. You can't wear those. Those are too bright. And I'm like, she doesn't know how I roll. I'm like, blue suede shoes. Come on, somebody. Do anything to say, oh, my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down. Spit on my face. Come on. These shoes gave me an anointing. I put these on. I'm like, I can walk by faith and not by sight. But you got on a $5 pair of pants and a $600 pair of shoes, it looks good. People think their pants are important. Come on, anybody want to talk about how to live on a budget? See, you can go to like a flea market and buy a Hoochie belt before you buy a Gucci belt. Come on, somebody else say, I got Hoochie belts next to my Gucci belt, and you can't tell the difference. And I'm wearing a Hoochie belt, people know I got money, so they assume that it's real. This one, by the way, is real. This baton, and it's all, I took it back, and I said, guys, it's the paint's coming off. And they go, I said, what's the warranty? Because surely you pay that kind of money for it. They go, oh, no, there's no warranty for that. Just the paint comes off. We can reship it to you, you know, like $125. I'm like, screw that, I'll spray paint this. But I am here to tell you, my fake belt, I got a Louis in New York, held up better. The quality is not, it's not like, well, this is quality. It's crap. It's just the ego thing. So just go ahead and go with Hoochie, not Gucci. Come on, somebody. And you just walk around. If you really throw your shoulders back. Come on, somebody go with me on this right now. Some of y'all looking. White people like, what's he talking about? I don't understand. Doesn't matter. I'm almost done. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, he's almost done. Look back at him and say, no, he's not. Now, 2 Kings, last scripture, 2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophet said to Elijah, see now, the place that we're at and dwell in is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, let us make their beams. He said, go. And then verse 4 says, and he said to them as they went to the Jordan, cutting down trees. So we notice that there's work to it. You got to work it. Cutting down trees. But one that was cutting down the tree, the iron of the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, it was borrowed. Because when you borrow, you cry. So the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed the place. They cut off two sticks. They put it in the water, and the iron miraculously began to float. God reversed a mortgage right there. Therefore, he said, pick it up for yourself. And he reached out, and he took it. Pick it up for yourself. So he's got a borrowed axe head. He drops it. In other words, he owes more money on the car than it's worth. Oh, what do we do? God reverses it supernaturally, and he said, you got to grab it. But most people in life, in business, I teach my staff all the time, execution, execution, execution. You don't execute. When everything's said and done, there's usually more said than done. We have meetings about meetings about meetings, and nobody executes. If you don't, and you don't wait to execute, you execute right here. If I tell you something, you send the email. If I tell you something, you send out the text. You're not like, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. When I leave here, I got another meeting. And then 2 days later, I'm like, you still didn't do it? Execution. So you have to make a plan today to say, hang on, God, I'm going to do what I can do, and you're going to put your super on my natural and do what I can't do. Because there are some people that want to bless you, but they can't bless you because when they see you living the way you're living, they'll go, your aunt, your uncle, your mom, somebody, I wanted to give money, but I just can't because they're just going to waste it. They're going to ruin it. But I'll give money when they got good sense. I hope it happens before I die. I had a guy the other day that I wanted to bless because he's having a hard time. He lost his job, and I like him and his family, and I thought I just had $500 in my pocket. I was going to give it to him. I walked over to give it to him, and we talked for a minute before I gave it to him, and then he pulled out a brand new iPhone. He said, hey, man, check this out. His phone goes underwater. I'm like, you going to make calls underwater? I just folded up my pocket. Walked away because I knew the Bible said in Proverbs, a fool and his money shall soon depart. It wasn't that I don't love him. I love him. It wasn't that I didn't have the money to give it to him. I did. It wasn't that I didn't want to give it to him. I did want to give it to him. The fact is, I might as well just take it on the highway, roll down my window and go, it would have just as much effect. So a lot of people, including God, he said, if you're not faithful over the little, I will not make you ruler over the much. So if we continue to keep being this immediate gratification, we don't get long-term satisfaction. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for this right now. Come on, say amen to this. Come on, sunset. So what we're doing is we're actually financially obese as a culture. So you look at guys like me and like, you're not normal. You don't go to Starbucks? I do, because people give me loads of Starbucks cards. I have $500 on an app. I didn't buy any of that. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I like that. But it lasts me a long time because I forget to go to Starbucks because I make my coffee at home. But I look weird, and you will look weird because you won't look normal, because normal is 70% of the people are paycheck to paycheck. Normal is, I'll never own a home. Now, and as I part ways here, I want to say this. I want you to own a home. Now, there are some people out there that'll tell you, you don't want to own a home. It's just, it's not smart. It's just cheaper to rent. It's foolish to rent because you won't own the home. Now, I'm all into renting. I want you to get renting. I've been in rental business my whole life, but not on the, I'm on the right end of it. So it's an income, and it's a passive income, and it's a great way to own apartment buildings and own stuff. I got all kinds of multiple streams over the years, but I'm just telling you that you don't want, you can't reverse mortgage your slumlord's house. So I want you to own it. So now if you got a $200,000 house paid off and you're 70 and you realize you wanted to do something fun and your kids are acting a fool, you just reverse mortgage that bad boy and you scare the crap out of them because you're like, I'm going to Cancun. And then I'm going to Tahiti. And you just enjoy your life. My dad's philosophy, he said, I'm going to teach you the root, but I'm going to try to die as close to broke as I can. I'm going to spend all my money. And so when he died, he had 7 Corvettes. He had mag wheels. He had everything. He had a pool so big you could ride a jet ski in it. He had all that. And he had it all paid off. He was enjoying his life. I want you to enjoy your life. Well, how am I ever going to get there? It's going to take forever. It won't take forever. The quickest way to get there out of that hole is to stop digging and say, hey, I'm going to eliminate this debt. I'm going to use the oil that I have right now called the oil of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to a church that is not just religious for me. We are actually answering questions that will change your life, that will make your life better. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to this. This will set you free because people don't listen. Unfortunately, people don't listen to broke people. You can be super smart but have no money. I try to listen to everybody because people are smart. I'll listen to janitors. Get great ideas. In fact, my friend who is the president of a college, he always talks to the janitors. And the first day that he went to take the job as the president of the college, he went up and said hello to the janitor. 5 years later, he kept coaching the janitor. Now the janitor is the president of the college. Come on, somebody. So we're not just talking about your education. We're talking about the ability to think and use your brain to have a system that benefits you long term. Now, raise your hand right now if this was beneficial to you. Raise your hand. Come on, all campuses. This is the kind of stuff we're teaching. Now, again, I don't get any of the proceeds from this whatsoever. What I did, though, is I went into a studio and I designed a system. In this system, which is $250 worth of product that the church can have for $40. I have 6.5 hours talking about financial rewards, budgeting and how that happens, good debt versus bad debt. One section I talked about just don't be stupid. How many of y'all that would help if you could talk to Bob about stop being stupid? We don't need another fishing pole and you don't need to be shooting bullets at $5. It's like, no. And then Bob needs to tell you, Shaquita, you're getting your nails done every week. It's $55, and you got your weave done. It's unbelievable how much money you spend on your hair, okay? And obviously, this is an interracial relationship because they have the prettiest babies. And if I'm just saying, it's a fact right now. You go to the nursery, and you let me know if it ain't right. Then we talk about how to avoid money traps. We talk about massive, multiple streams of income. I talk about paycheck to paycheck living, owning versus renting, how to do it, breaking the poverty mindset, because sometimes it's just that you're thinking broke. I had to break that. I talk about that. How that I would go to the store and I would always only see it was on sale. I would never even go to the full price rack. I always went to the half price. Now, I like stuff half off, and Nicole does too. That's why she got me. But I don't have to think half off. If I want that, I can buy that because I broke that poverty mindset over my mind because we're children of the Most High God. We're a royal priesthood. And if anybody ought to drive the best and live in the best, we ought to do it. So I put all that, these DVDs, 6.5 hours worth of teaching, my book, a pop socket, which you put on your phone. So every time you go to the store, that pops out, reminds you. If you buy a Starbucks, Pastor Crank will kill you right now because you're broke. And if you have to pop that off and put it on iPhone 7, you might go to hell. Come on, somebody. This is not right. You are the CFO of your own life, and you control your financial future. Now, what I want to do right now is I want to let you know that it won't always be this way. God brought you here. You're special. You're anointed. This is an anointed church. I'm doing this because we want to help people. I want to help you. All this money, and there's not a lot, but it does go to missions because I don't need it. Because I've solved my money problems a long time ago, and I want to help you do it. Now, at all campuses today in the hallways, there is a registration for iConnect groups. All over the city, I have successful people that have come together, and they're going to teach out of my book for multiple weeks in these iConnects. You go there, maybe they're meeting at Starbucks. They give free water. It's good. It's filtered. It's awesome. You can pour a little milk in it because that's all up there. You can put cinnamon, all the free stuff. Come on, somebody, right now. And for sure, when you leave, take a bunch of straws so you can drink your green smoothie at a straw for free. But they're meeting all over the city, and you, Sunset, Earth City, get involved in those small groups. And then honor God. Even at church, sometimes I notice when I'm done preaching, like loads of people will get up and leave during offering time. It's not that I don't want, it's not that I want you giving the offering. It's not that I want you to hear the closing prayer. It's just honoring to God. Because I watch the same people in a movie theater get up and they go to leave and they're like, oh, wait a minute, there's highlight reels. What's Kevin Hart going to do right now? Look at him. What's he going to do? He's going to do another girl is what he's going to do. But on the screen, you wait for that and you honor that. But at church, you're like, oh, I got what I need, and you run off. Church only takes about an hour and 10 minutes. Just out of honor for you and to teach your children, just stay for the whole thing because it's only about an hour and 10 minutes out of a week. Oh, I love the enthusiasm. So honor God, and he'll honor you. And then these systems. If it doesn't work for you, if you go get that, there's only a few of these boxes left. But if you go and it doesn't work for you, in 30 days, bring it back, and the church will give you back your money. Because within 30 days, you'll make more money and reduction of savings than that immediately. Because I want you to own your own home. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody looking around. All campuses here in Sunset Hills. Let me see your hand if you say, Pastor David, I really need God to help me in the area of money. Raise your hand. Let God see that hand. You just need help. You can put it down. That was almost everybody. So you feel comfortable. Most people have money problems. And it's okay. But it's not okay to stay that way. God, we pray right now for here in our church in Sunset Hills that, God, you would touch these precious people. God, they honored you today. They came and they even came for the worship part where there was nothing in it for them. And they raised their hands. And God, they said, I'm here to sing to you. God, these are your people. They're closing the door on the path. They're going to allow the oil in 2 Kings to fill up in their life. I rebuke poverty. I rebuke lack. I rebuke lust that causes us to buy things we can't afford. And God, from now on, we're going to have a system. We're going to learn the teachings that I'm going to pour into them hours and hours. So that'd take me a year. I could never preach on all this at church. It would make people mad. Not everybody's interested. But God, in that system I designed, their life can forever be changed. And God, I thank you that they will do it and they'll walk in it. Because we got to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch this.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.